Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and today I have a little bit of a dilemma. If you've heard the live anniversary edition of Unpopular Opinion, which as of the time of this recording, it is not out on the actual Podomatic and iTunes feed yet. It's on the Archives feed. I'll talk a little bit about some issues that I'm having with 2K12. And, if you haven't heard it, I'll rehash it a little bit. I started over, as you know, if you listen to shows, you know, I started over with a point guard. I started off in Indiana, which, not that bad, you know, I mean, but, you know, I wanted to get out of Indiana. I wanted to play for a different team. I'm a point guard now, instead of the shooting guard that I'm usually. So I decided I wanted to trade. So I got traded to Chicago. So I went to Chicago, and of course I'm a point guard, so I have to play behind Derrick Rose. And another thing happened, shit got kind of fucked around when I got traded. Of course, in order to trade me, I had to be a package deal with somebody else. So they brought Hibbert with me to Chicago and sent Joakim Noah to Indy. So that was kind of the fuck up number one. I decided that what happened was I got promoted. But instead of putting me in the shooting guard position, which is my secondary position that I do have and I do play occasionally, they made me the starting point guard, which completely fucks up the dynamic of the team. Of course, that team is Derrick Rose's team, so having him sit on the bench just doesn't work, and relying on me, because I'm still pretty green. I'm like a level like 61, 62 as far as my skill level. So taking out somebody that's a 91, 92 as Derrick Rose and putting him on the bench and putting me in, like, it really puts us in a serious disadvantage when it comes to actually playing these games, because, you know, he's the star of the team, and when the star of the team is sitting on the bench, the team doesn't really have a chance with a green-ass point guard like myself. So, I was going to see what was going on. I mean, where could I go somewhere where I might be appreciated? So, I decided to create an alternate save and ask for a trade to see what's going to happen, you know? So I asked for a trade, and I picked teams that I knew needed a point guard, like the Lakers, the Heat, you know, places like that. So I did the thing where instead of keep playing the games, because I knew it usually takes a few games after you make a trade, fast forward a little bit to the next key game. Then I got traded to the Lakers, which was great. With the exception of now, same thing that happened with Hibbert. They sent Luol Deng with me to LA, and they sent Gasol to Chicago, further fucking up the league. So I was like, I'm not sure if I want to do that. Like I said, it's an alternate save. So I just decided that I was going to go back to my original save and ask for the trade and actually play it out. Therefore, I'm not skipping any games. So I play it out. I ask for the trade again, and they decide to send me to Miami. Well, they send me to Miami, which is great because they need a point guard because Mario Chalmers isn't really that great. And now I'm in a situation where I am. They sent Bosch to Chicago, and they brought Boozer with me, which is all kinds of confusing. Every time I ask to go somewhere, I end up bringing somebody with me, further fucking up the dynamic of the league. So I'm asking you guys, which one should I take? Should I take the Miami save, or should I take the Lakers save? Because I know I do not want to stay in Chicago and have the best player on the team on the bench behind me. So just holler at your boy and let me know, which one do you think I should take? Peace.